Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
I think you guys should be pushing. Get out to Vegas. Do a road show. Morning road show out in Las Vegas.
Innovator.
It has a good chance of beating the Eclipse.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
No, here's what you do. No, you get all the way, but you stop in Reno. Because then you're 97% of the way.
All right.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services.
So, Tausch, this is a story that Vince has been following very closely overseas in Paris. The summer games kick off here in a couple of weeks, and the River Seine is super dirty. And Paris has spent a lot of money on infrastructure, more than $1 billion, to clean the river. And to prove that the river is clean, the mayor swam in it. Mayor Anne Hidalgo making good on her promise. Announcing that the water is good, despite tests indicating it's still touch and go, would you swim in the River Seine?
Well, I'll tell you this. If you're going to make those bold proclamations and then spend, you said, $1 billion to do that, you're kind of all in. I mean, you're asking taxpayers and you're asking people to do all this. I can't remember what movie that was where you somebody did something similar, ended up drinking water, and then it didn't end well for them. But if you're going to go through this whole deal, you can't not go and do that. So yeah, I think if I was going to make these bold proclamations, sometimes you got to fall on the sword. I don't think jumping in the water and swimming in there, you probably can catch some type of fungi of some sort, but I don't, who knows, but yeah, I think you're all in. Yet.
So some of it is the fault of Paris, and some of it is kind of natural. Eric mentioned, I've been looking into this, NBC was reporting on it months ago because that's the big Olympic station.
Yeah.
The Seine is historically one of the most polluted rivers on the planet anyway. For 100 years, they actually legally barred swimming in the river. Like they said, this is so bad, you cannot do it. So they spent all this money trying to clean it up, but there are some natural causes, you know, water runoff. And so if they get enough rain, happens here on the lakefront quite a bit. You know, there are certain beaches that if we get enough rain and there's a lot of runoff. Right. So some of that's not their fault, but to the point, they really want to have these major events in the river. Man, I don't know. And these are finely tuned athletes.
I can't imagine, you know, I don't know what swimming events they're thinking about. And I love the fact that when you host, you're trying to bring different events, you know, using the Eiffel Tower and using some of these landmarks to do it. But I don't feel like, you know, Katie Ledecky, who's a great Olympic champion, I doubt she's wanting to backstroke in the Seine if there's toxicity levels that aren't quite up to par. If the governor or the mayor of Paris won't even, you know, bathe in there without having very big concerns about issues. It's always great to have these big ideas and to incorporate as much local stuff as you can. And then there becomes the reality that this river's been polluted, as you said, for 100 years. I don't think you can ask these Olympic swimmers to jump in there, even though you've put $1 billion into it.
I'm curious what they end up doing with that, because you have triathletes who are basically going to be using it. It's none of the short distance sprinters. Like Ledecky won't have to dip her toe in that dirty water. But if you have all these triathletes who have been working,
I think if you're a triathlete, you're kind of crazy, anyways. Yeah, you're willing to put your body through a lot of stuff, so maybe that's part of it too. But I think of anybody, you're running a marathon, you're biking 100 some miles, then you have to swim 2.2 miles. I think you'd rather not swim in a toxic cesspool. I think you'd rather probably swim in like a
you'd probably rather
or you know, somewhere where you're not going to catch some type of rash would be my guess. What do you guys think of having, you know, the Olympics obviously is for world-class trained athletes. But what if you thought, and I, when we were over in Paris a couple of years ago, I thought, wouldn't it be fun to just get, like, just regular Parisians or and have an Eiffel Tower run? You know, it's got 60 or 70 flights. Not the 800-meter. Just you start at the bottom. Who can get to the top the fastest? Make it almost like a fan-friendly. Bring the fans into the Olympic experience. And one lucky fan who's trained and put all that time in can get a medal. Is that a crazy idea?
That's not crazy. I'm all for it. I would watch that.
That's like the fight for air climbing.
Yeah, I was going to say, right? I'd watch
that. Exactly what I thought of. Exactly what I thought of. You know, the 9/11 heroes, all firefighters, everybody climbing up. Just let's do that. And I'm telling you, I think outside of the stars, you know, watching Ledecky and watching the basketball team, I think that would be the most watch. You got everyday people, you know, running up the Eiffel Tower, trying to figure it out, and they get a medal. I think that would draw tons of viewers, and it would be a great local flair for the Olympics.
Boy, I don't know. It sounds good at first, but then you see these hefty people hoofing their way upstairs, sweating.
They don't get a medal.
I don't know if I'd want to see that.
The struggle, Bill said, the struggle is the beauty. The struggle is the beauty.